Four Older Kids, Lost on the Trail, by Aaron Hill Littlefield, based on a true story. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God shall give thee. 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 55. Carl was lost. If only he had a whistle. The Ozark Mountains. Carl could hardly wait to see them. The whole last week of school, Carl daydreamed about the backpacking adventure he was going to have as soon as school got out. Finally, fifth grade was over, and Mom was helping Carl pack his backpack.
"Be sure to pack your bug spray,"
she reminded.
"And make sure to take your flashlight."
"Okay, Mom,"
Carl said, but he was busy thinking about all the animals he hoped to see in the mountains.
"You need to take your whistle, too,"
Mom added, dropping his whistle into his backpack. When Mom wasn't looking, Carl pulled the whistle out of his pack.
"I won't need this,"
he thought. Mom doesn't understand what adventure is about. Early the next morning, Carl and his friends rode in vans to the trailhead. When they finally arrived, all the boys cheered. Carl was assigned to a trail group. Each group would hike and camp together with their leaders. After hiking for several hours, Carl began to feel impatient. Several other groups had already passed his.
"I'm with all the slow pokes,"
Carl thought. After lunch, Carl decided to blaze ahead. He knew he should tell an adult, but he didn't want to be stuck with his group anymore. A few hours later, it began to get dark. Carl couldn't hear his group anymore. He started to retrace his steps, but as it got darker, he worried that he might fall down a steep incline or stumble near an overlook. He remembered Mom's reminder to pack his flashlight.
"I wish I'd listened better,"
he thought. It was nearly nighttime. Carl unrolled his sleeping bag and found a stick of beef jerky in his backpack. He listened to the strange sounds of the woods at night. Carl knew he had broken an important rule by leaving his group, and he wished he had listened to Mom better before he left. The next thing Carl knew, something bright woke him up.
"You found me,"
he yelled happily. But it was only a firefly dancing in front of his face. Carl felt his heart start beating fast. What if no one ever found him? As soon as the sun rose the next morning, Carl rolled up his sleeping bag and looked through his backpack for something else to eat. At the bottom of the pack, he saw the whistle his mother had given him.
"Mom must have put it back in my bag,"
he thought with relief. Carl knew it was best to stay where he was and wait for the others to find him. He started blowing his whistle as hard as he could, and soon he saw a search party coming down the trail. When Carl got home, he gave Mom a huge hug.
"I'll never forget how important it is to listen to you and follow the rules so I can be safe,"
he said. Then he handed Mom his whistle for safekeeping. Sidebar: look to your mother. Listen to her. She will be your greatest source of wisdom. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. End of the story, Lost on the Trail, by Aaron Hill Littlefield.
Untangling Feelings, by Marissa Whittison. Part of growing up is learning to become more independent. Even when you know that family members love you and want what's best for you, there may be times when you don't agree with what they say or do. When you are stressed, it's important to talk, share, and find solutions together. Below are examples of what scriptures and prophets teach about getting along with family members. Number 1. President Thomas S. Monson taught, "Be honest with your mother and your father. Communicate with them. Avoid the silent treatment. Be thou an example," Ensign, May 2005, page 112. An example of this is, "I can talk with my parents when something is bothering me." Number 2. When Enos wanted to better understand his father's teachings, he prayed. See Enos chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. An example of this is, "I can pray that Heavenly Father will help me and my family members understand one another." Number 3. Elder L. Tom Perry said he and his wife would take walks around a pond to feel better when they were stressed. See, "Let Him Do It with Simplicity," Ensign, November 2008, page 7. Example: "I can find safe, healthy ways to let go of upset feelings." Number 4. When Nephi's father began to murmur about their trials, Nephi still worked with him to find food for their family. See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 20 through 23. Example: I can treat my family members with respect, even if I don't agree with them. End of the article, Untangling Feelings. Read by Paige Prosser.